It is my pleasure now to introduce the speakers. We have the first speaker, Livio Di Celmo. Livio Di Celmo is a resident of Montreal and an activist. He's the brother of Fabio Di Celmo, the Italian-Canadian killed in the terrorist attack against Cuba in 1997. He has been an activist in solidarity with Cuba and the Free the Five struggle ever since. Elizabeth Palmeiro Casado is the wife of Ramon Lamagnino Salazar, hero of the Republic of Cuba. They have two daughters, Laura and Lisbeth. Elizabeth has a bachelor's degree in English language and literature, focused on translation and interpreting. In March 2002, she was presented with the Anna Betancourt Medal, awarded by the Council of State, for her remarkable work in the battle of ideas and for the freedom of our five heroes unjustly incarcerated in jails of the new empire, United States of America. Elizabeth has attended several international events and has toured in brother countries to break the wall of silence erected around the case of the five. Special highlights in her struggle were her presence in the People's Summit in Mar del Plata, Argentina in 2005, and in the World Social Forum in Caracas, Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, 2006. So with you, please welcome Livio and Elizabeth.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here. As Nino just mentioned, I'm Livio, Fabio's brother. In the summer of 1997, there was a wave of bombing on Cuban hotels. Fabio happened to be one of the many victims. My presence here in Toronto somehow symbolically represents also the presence of all the victims of terrorism against Cuba, relatives of the Cubana flight and the thousands of innocents that have been killed because of terrorism that originated from the United States. This weekend, I'd like to discuss it with all my colleagues of the Solidarity Groups, new venues by which we can break the silence. One of the things that I would very much like to see is the Canadian government getting implicated in the sense that they have established a list of terrorist organizations that the Canadian government recognizes as such. I found that in the internet a few years ago, and I was surprised not to see in this list any of the Cuban-American terrorist organizations that strive in Miami and New Jersey and so on. So I did send a letter to Ottawa 2 years ago asking why is it that the terrorist organizations that operate from the United States are not listed in the Canadian, and there is plenty of evidence for the Canadian government to find out that, yes, there is terrorism originating from the United States against Cuba. The answer I got from the government in a letter from Ottawa was that the Secret Services, the Canadian Secret Services, were the ones that would fill up the list of the terrorist organizations, and at that moment, they had not considered it being a problem. So one of the things I would very much like to see is that this would change. The Canadian government has to recognize there are terrorist organizations in the United States. The five heroes were infiltrated them to prevent acts such as the one that killed my brother. And I find it a big paradox that the Canadian government sends troops to Afghanistan on the so-called war against terrorism, and yet does not recognize that there are terrorist organizations in the United States. I'm also disgusted by the Congress people in the United States. Some of them, I will not mention names, but everybody knows them. They openly support terrorism against Cuba. Orlando Bosch, my colleague was mentioning before, was freed, yes, by the Bush senior. But the campaign to free him was also organized by one of the congresswomen in the United States, Liana Ross Lehtinen is her name. So such people supporting terrorists against Cuba, five anti-terrorist fighters in jail, innocent people being killed, terrorists walking the streets of Miami, this should not be acceptable by the Canadian public. So, yes, we do have to bring the message to the people, not only about the history of the five, but we also have to expose these terrorists that thrive in the United States. the Canadian media. I have done a lot of press conferences, but I still have to read in a Canadian major newspaper a detailed article on what has been going on with the Five and with terrorism against Cuba. I have not seen that. I have not seen an article which clearly, and this is not something out of a conspiracy plot, this is proved documentation that the Bush family has had links with the terrorism against Cuba. They have created organizations through the CIA, the CORU, the Center of Anti-Revolutionary Organizations Against Cuba in the United States, have been founded by the Bush family. So I really like to see the media more involved. I do not really believe they will do that. The alternative media in Canada has done an excellent job, and I applaud them. So this is a crucial moment. We have to break the silence. And I just look at 10 years ago, the solidarity with Cuba existed, but not of this level. Now we have, from Canada, coast-to-coast solidarity, picketing in front of the United States consulates. In the United States, it's the same thing, from East Coast to West Coast. Hundreds of committees to free the Five around the world. I am proud that my brother's name has been chosen for committees in Italy and in Canada, and had Fabio been alive, he would be with us today here. Thank you very much for your attendance.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm Elizabeth Palmeiro. I'm the wife of Ramon Lavagnino, one of the Cuban Five unjustly imprisoned in the United States. I think that I have no much to say after the wonderful words of my friend Livio Di Scelmo. I just want to say that this conference is very important for the family of the Five, for the Five himself. They are very optimistic about the results of this conference, because we need this kind of event to break the silence surrounding the case of our relative in prison in the United States. I have here something that I want you to know. There is a message from my husband, Ramon Lavagnino. When he was informed about this meeting, he wanted to say some words to the people here gathered today. So I will read it for all you. Dear brothers and sisters, it has been 9 years of unjust imprisonment in the U.S., but it has been also 9 years of beautiful struggle in which we have been able to know the power of solidarity and love. During all this time, we have met excellent human beings like you, all gathered here in Toronto for this Canada-USA conference breaking the silence. We had also met wonderful people standing on our side all the time. Because of you, we are sure that our solitude has never been so crowded. This is an important moment in our case, and we are certain that we always count on you. We need that the solidarity of all good, willing, and peace-lover people to be free again. This is a political case, and no other had been solved without the support of the international solidarity of people. The prosecution and the American government know that, so they will try again and again to silence our situation. Thank you so much, brother and sister, for being here today and for defending Cuba and the cause of our freedom. Thank you for standing by Cuba anytime and everywhere, every corner in the world. Thank you for being our ears and voices while we are not present. On behalf of René, Fernando, Antonio, Gerardo, and I receive our gratitude and confidence that with your ideas and initiative to break these walls, we will help a lot to liberate sooner than later. Ramon Lavagnino Salazar, USP, Beaumont, Texas, October 2007, 4:35 p.m.